Hola, sos. Ay, que te dice coroya. No, la gente sin quintam de viola, el samba de niña, sancho, de semen boche, no te lleve, tene. Tajima no use.
Remoche, convey his wishing prayer, so as to develop love and compassion and bodhicitta in the mind of all sentient beings.
Et Rinpoche fait du souhait pour que tous les êtres développent l'amour. Non, nous développons. Pour que nous développions l'amour et la compassion et la bodhicitta vis-à-vis de tous les êtres.
Tenetere, Tibachin Bindo de Jin Le, Lever Chokpa, Drupal Levy to end the human.
And today, from the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, Rinpoche would like to give a brief explanation on the sixth chapter, that is on the practice, yes.
Et Rinpoche va nous expliquer brièvement le sixième chapitre du Do de Jin, qui traite de la pratique.
Tene jase sanjo namje tene drupate neam sanjo je sem chenpo tang zun pa chenpo tang devun jungwa chenpo song res jase
chenpo sanji drupa
tang po te Sanjo Semba Namje, Tanda Drupa Yet, Ne Chambo Sanjo, the same day.
And then
Drupa Ne Chambo, the Sanjo, the same.
And the basis for the, yes, the activities of the bodhisattvas for the sake of the beings is the Changju. Yeah, the bodhicitta, yes, the enlightening mind.
Et la base de l'activité des bodhisattvas, destinée au bien de tous les êtres, est la bodhicitta, le développement de l'esprit de l'éveil.
Tene sancho je sem te ne chenpo 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 Sancho just sent the men of the Sanjay to combat Tomatovari. The Sancho just sent the Sanjay to combat Dover seven near me yet.
And the reason why bodhicitta or the enlightening mind is the greatest basis. The reason why it is the greatest basis because this is the basis. Or the foundation or base, yes. yes, to which the bodhisattvas works for the benefit of all the beings.
Television, that is what the Dharma.
No.
Television. Television, that is what
the reason why the bodhicitta is the greatest basis because this is the basis for the activity of the for the welfare of other beings.
La raison pour laquelle c'est une base c'est une très grande base pour Donc la raison pour laquelle c'est une grande base est que
Sanju, c'est une nature qui est une
Sanchuk je se me na tene sanje je ko pato mato.
The reason why the bodhicitta is a great base, basis. Why it's called the great base, you know, basis. Because without the bodhicitta, one cannot achieve Buddhahood for the sake of other beings.
Et la raison pour laquelle elle est appelée la grande base est que sans le développement de l'esprit de l'éveil, on ne peut pas atteindre l'état de Bouddha pour le bien des êtres.
Tene ta nyeba te zomba am zonri chenpore.
So then the second point is the great, I don't know,
zonri chenpore.
Zonri chenpore, the great energy, or the great, what do you call it, perseverance. Perseverance.
Et le deuxième point est la grande énergie, la grande diligence.
Tsundu chenpo de kandere sena, sanju senpo tsundu chenpo te randon to sanju dhubu tsundu tsang mayinpa. Tene dahin semchen tamche je tondo tsundu tsang mayinpa sena tsundu chenpo.
The reason why the energy or the persevering efforts of the bodhisattva is great because he exerts or he works very hard, not only for himself, through this energy, but also he works for the welfare of all the limitless beings.
Et la raison pour laquelle cette énergie ou cette diligence est extrêmement grande est qu'il agit, il fait beaucoup d'efforts dans l'action, non seulement pour lui-même, mais pour le bien de tous les êtres, aussi illimités comme l'espace.
Ne san chok je sem te la lemba chimbo se re kar ra sa na sem chin je ton do ba la ga ho ye pe na lemba chimbo se re lemba chimbo
su lemba
tang de lemba to
so then the bodhicitta which is the great which is the
sem chin tham chin ne ba lemba na lemba chimbo
The reason, yes, the bodhicitta, yes, which is a great basis, yes, is also called the great lemba chenpo, which means the great lemba. in your lemba. You take, yes, the great taking. It's word by word. It's called great taking because it takes all the sentient beings, very, you know, to the heart, to them, to their heart, you know, just they hold them, to take them.
Et le développement de l'esprit de l'éveil est appelé la grande base ou également la grande prise en charge, puisque elle prend en charge tous les êtres vivants.
Tene ni pa. Tsunbam, tsundu chenpo te, te la zueba chenpo sevre. Kandere se na, donga tamje, semchen je, da yin to je, tong drupa sevdo, tsundu tsambi tse, donga tamje, tangdo lin tope na, zueba chenpo sevre.
So then the... yes, the great energy, or the great perseverance effort is also called the great patience. The reason why it is called great patience, because in order to work for the benefit of the beings, the bodhisattva has to make a lot of efforts. They have to go through all the hardships. So, in order to go through all the hardships, they have the quality to bear all these hardships and the sufferings.
Et la grande diligence ou le grand effort persévérant des bodhisattvas est également appelé la grande patience, puisque pour le bien des êtres, ils doivent adopter des conduites difficiles, ils doivent éprouver des souffrances et ils ont la patience de l'éprouver.
Tene jase sanju sempa nam jen deva, deva te, devan yunga chenpo se vares.
Yunga chenpo.
Devan yunga chenpo. So then
then the fruit of the of the bodhisattva, yes, that is the achievement of the perfect Buddhahood, is called the great fruit or the great Jhonwachimbo, means literally, I think it's outcome, is great outcome. Outcome, result, fruit. Jungwa, how by the just Jungwa? Same like elements, same spelling but different sense.
Le fruit de la de bodhisattva.
Devan Jungwa, the topic is there,
la la.
Topic
is there. Topic is there.
Topic, then ba. Topic is there. Maya.
Qui est l'obtention de l'état de Bouddha est appelé le grand résultat, le grand fruit.
Tene ta deva jonga chenpo zoba sanje te kande rasana ton chenpo deva jonga chenpo de ton chenpo yang ta ban ro ba.
So the reason why the great outcome, which is the fruit, is great because it fulfilled the wishes devu tenchen bodo
deva jonga chen bodo don chen bodo
pares it it fulfilled a great wishes, yes, or it fulfilled the wishes greatly in very extensive way.
Et la raison pour laquelle ce fruit, le résultat, est appelé grand, est parce qu'il réalise de grands souhaits.
The reason why it is called the great Tenchenpo, or the great purpose, or the Great meaningful. Here, Chenpo is, you can say, take as very, yes. It's very meaningful because once one achieve the Buddhahood, the state of Buddha, so then one can work for the welfare of the all the sentient beings and unceasingly. That means the achievement of the Buddhahood is a great meaning for the fruit, yes.
Et la raison pour laquelle le fruit a un sens est que quand on obtient l'état de Bouddha, on agit pour le bien de tous les êtres d'une manière incessante.
Penna nyentu ta nyentu je thepa ta ran sanje je thepe tene sanjo gobar se pa la ne de kar se na ne koval ni par jama tere.
For example, and to achieve the in order to achieve the enlightenment of the shavakas, yes, in shavaka system, in shavakas and shavaka vehicle and the pratik buddha vehicle, the basis is the complete renunciations from the samsara, of the samsara, how do you say? The complete renunciation from the samsara, yes.
Et par exemple, la base de l'illumination du véhicule des shavaka et des pratika buddha est la complète renonciation.
Tene nyerang ni je nyin tu da ran san je ni ji te pe zun ba te kar re sen zun ba te ran dong to tene san chok am he ba do pe se de zun ba re.
So the energy or the effort, yes, the shavakas and the pratik buddha make for the purpose, yes, for their aim is the to achieve the enlightenment for the sake of themselves or the personal for personal benefit is.
Et l'effort que font les Shravakas et les pratiques à Bouddha pour atteindre leur but est de
to
make effort for themselves.
For them, no, to achieve the enlightenment for themselves.
Et de d'atteindre l'illumination pour eux-mêmes.
Tene nyeram je tepe dreben jongwa te tene tanda dreben jongwa te lame dra chomba res.
So then the result, the great outcome or the result, the great result of the Shravakas and the Pratik Buddhas is the what we call the ashesha non-remaining yes arhatahood yes. Non-remaining arhatahood without any literally without any remaining yes, nothing left complete ashesha not literally really. Meaning is that but literally non-remaining arhatahood they say when they achieve the arhatahood nothing remains.
Et le résultat de le grand résultat qu'ils obtiennent est l'état de d'arhat en lequel rien ne subsiste.
Tena tikpa chenpe tene nyentu ranjar je ne tang chomba jongwa somla tena te tikpa chenpe ne tang chomba jongwa jongwa ye te tene heta chenpo re
sumde
Some.
And when we, yes, when we look at the, or when we compare these two, or when we look at the, yes, the basis and the effort or the energy or the diligence, whatever you call it, and the fruit or the outcome, yes, literally, of the Shravakas and the Pratik Buddhas, then the basis and the energy and the outcome of the Mahayana is far superior.
Et quand nous regardons, quand nous observons la base, l'énergie, la diligence et le résultat des Shravakas et des pratiques à Bouddha, on s'aperçoit que la base, l'effort et le fruit du véhicule du Mahayana est bien supérieur.
Tena tene ta tepa chenpo sanju semba namje nyamlin te dona tene sanchok je sem nandu yores.
So in brief, Rinpoche says all the practice of the bodhisattvas, of the Mahayana, or that means the bodhisattvas and the bodhisattvas, are included in the bodhicitta, yes.
Et en bref, toute la pratique des bodhisattvas masculins et féminins est inclue dans la bodhicitta.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo kengwa ne je tanda Tene nyamne tso te chik tuandang katsang kepa yendo tuandang sanchuk sem tang kunzob sanchuk sem te nyamne re.
So one of the principal practice of the bodhisattvas in the Mahayana, of Mahayana, that means the bodhisattva, is the practice or development of to develop the relative aspect of the bodhicitta and the absolute aspect of the bodhicitta, as he explained yesterday.
Et une des pratiques principales des bodhisattvas dans le Mahayana est de développer l'aspect relatif et l'aspect absolu de la bodhicitta, comme Rinpoche l'a expliqué hier.
Tene jarse sanju semba nam jiyang la tanda cheva som yores. Jarse sanju semba nam jiyang drupa la cheva som yores.
You know, so. Then there are three great qualities also. The practice of the bodhisattvas has also three kind of greatness. Yes.
Et la pratique des bodhisattvas a trois formes de grandeur.
Cheva somte drupa cheva yuanting ji cheva simjin ma dong be cheva dan somre.
Drupa cheva.
Drupa cheva yuanting ji cheva simjin ma dong be cheva. Simjin lu ma dong be cheva.
Drupa de kare. Ah. Drupa de.
Drupa de nyam ne ro.
Nyam ne ro su.
Drupa cheva. Drupa nyam.
Drupa cheva ten.
Drupa cheva. These
three greatness are the greatness of the practice, the greatness of the the greatness of the qualities, and the greatness of the of not giving up the beings. Yes.
Et ces trois sont la grandeur de la pratique. La grandeur des qualités et la grandeur qui consiste à ne pas abandonner les êtres.
Drupa cheva te kararasana drupa dene seita drupa kun seje nendo shivan chodan dene sumbare. Ta thikpa chenpo sanjo sempe drupa te drupa cheva te kararasana sipa somdan drupa ngapo tamje seje nende dene shivan chod sisi nila mnepe Then young in there about Toba de Danda, Drupa cheva.
The greatness of the practice of the Bodhisattva is that firstly it Drupa cheva. It overpower or surpass. Or overpower all the three spheres of the world, or the three spheres of the universe, or five kind of this, the beings of the five kind of realms, the beings of the five realms, and then it abides in the nirvana, yes, in such nirvana, and which is which is beyond, yes, Bodhisamsara and Nirvana.
It's
always the swimming. No, it overpowers. Silky Nirvana, same problem. The same way. The three spheres of the world, or the five kinds of the beings, you know.
Et la grandeur de la pratique consiste en le fait qu'elle surpasse les trois sphères et les cinq classes d'être et qu'elle est au-delà du samsara et du nirvana.
Tate ndordona korwa korwa seje ni de seven tato sanje je kompan dobar ne bate ta dobe chebar.
So in brief Rinpoche just says the quality or the greatness of the practice is that this is their practice. Their practice has such quality and such a power through which, and then they overpower, yes, the samsara, and they achieve the nirvana, which avoids both the complete the complete cessation of nirvana and abiding in the samsara. Which avoids both the material nirvana of samsara. That means, you know, neither they achieve such nirvana, yes.
They don't achieve such nirvana.
No, they achieve such nirvana. He didn't explain it. He didn't explain it. But with that nirvana, we avoid both the samsara and nirvana. Means this nirvana refers to the shabaka nirvana. Means once they go there, and they never come back to work for the being.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not that kind of nirvana. The nirvana
Et la grandeur de cette pratique a de telles qualités qu'elle surpasse le samsara.
They overpower the samsara, and then it kolvasilgi nende.
Kevin tato sanje je kabado ne.
Yes, and to achieve the Buddhahood, which is the ultimate nirvana, the ultimate peace.
Pour atteindre l'état de Bouddha, qui est l'ultime nirvana, qui est la paix ultime.
Tene tekpa chenpe dropa ten korpa seje non tope jumsin kare se na tekpa chenpe lo lan korpa namdo chan re namdo le tekpa chenpe dropa la ten te tene namdo le tor tope se nam korpa seje non.
The reason why one can overpower the samsara through the practice of Mahayana, because the samsara is just a concept and an idea and thought. So, and through the realization of the Mahayana teaching, and through the practice and realization of the Mahayana teaching, one can eradicate, one can eliminate this conceptual world or the conceptual samsara.
Et la raison pour laquelle cette pratique peut surpasser le samsara est que le samsara est au niveau des idées et des concepts, et par la pratique, et par la pratique du Mahayana, on peut éliminer le samsara qui est conceptuel.
Tene sanje je kompa seje te ya namdo tamje le torbe tora je yikhi te tene tanda tokpa ta trawe chenpa ta sanje res.
So, what we call the state of Buddhahood is this state, and is the all the transcendental knowledge which is free from, completely free from conception.
Et ce qu'on appelle l'état de Bouddha est la sagesse transcendante qui est complètement dépourvu de concept.
Dor dan te pa tim do ba te nam do le tro be to ra ji hin tar sim do to ba.
So in brief, Rinpoche says the practice of the Mahayana is the means is to achieve the the transcendental knowledge free from all concepts.
Et en résumé, la pratique du Mahayana, c'est les moyens d'atteindre la sagesse transcendante qui est libre des concepts.
Now the second greatness is the greatness of the qualities.
Le second point est la grandeur des qualités.
Concerning the qualities of the Buddhas, are very there are many and inconceivable qualities such as the ten powers and etc.
Et en ce qui concerne les qualités, le Bouddha a des qualités très nombreuses et inconcevables, telles les 10 pouvoirs, etc.
So these the greatness of the accomplishment, yes, of the quality or the drupa in this, again changes the meaning, accomplish, is that is to achieve, to accomplish, the ten power, etc.
Et la grandeur de ces qualités ou accomplissements consiste à réaliser ses 10 pouvoirs, etc.
Or you can say in other words, the accomplishment of the of 10 power, etc., or the qualities of the Buddha, is the great what the greatness of the accomplishment or the accomplishment, yes.
Ou on peut dire
the effort, you know.
L'accomplissement des 10 pouvoirs, etc., est ce qu'on appelle la grandeur des qualités.
In two, that is the qualities, yes, which are obtained by being free from all the impurities and stains, and the qualities which are obtained or which are achieved through the accumulation of merit.
Et si l'on résume les qualités du Bouddha, elles peuvent être classées en deux aspects. Celles qui résultent du fait d'avoir éliminé toutes les impuretés. Et le deuxième aspect, c'est les qualités accumulées qui consistent à avoir les qualités venant de l'accumulation du mérite.
So the cause of the all the qualities, yes, which are obtained by being free from, you know, through the freedom of all the impurities and stains, impurities, yes, is the cause of this quality is the accumulation of the wisdom.
Et la provenance des qualités qui viennent du fait d'avoir éliminé les impuretés est l'accumulation de sagesse.
So then the cause of all the qualities, which are all the qualities or maturations, that are the qualities, yes, yes, because of the cause of this quality, yes, is the accumulation of merit.
Et la cause des qualités qui viennent de la maturation est l'accumulation de mérite.
Tena nga tsu da me ba tan tong ba ni je tong gom ba se ba te ye hi je tso re ye hi je tso sa ba te la ten de tenen de ba tra ba yin ten de do ge.
So meditation on the non-self or the absence of the self and the voidness is the accumulation of wisdom, yes. So through the accumulation of wisdom, as a result, as a fruit, we obtain the first aspect of the quality of the Buddha, that is the qualities which are obtained through by being from the freedom of all the impurities.
Et la méditation sur la non-existence de l'ego et sur la vacuité est ce qui correspond à l'accumulation de sagesse qui donne les qualités venant du fait que le Bouddha est dépourvu et libre des impuretés.
Tene jimba tongwa tan chepa mbarwa la sokwa nam suenam je cho re suenam je cho te sakwa le ten de tene mehenpe yuen ten de tokyo.
And for then for example practice such as making gift or making offering etc. are the accumulation of merit. So through the accumulation of merit one achieves the yes all the qualities of maturation. maturation, which is called the qualities. The qualities which are obtained through the incarnation.
Et la pratique du don des offrandes elle correspond à l'accumulation de mérite qui permet de développer les qualités du deuxième aspect qui est l'aspect de l'accumulation.
Tene tarmi je yuen ten te tanda tarvi yuen ten sumjo tsani menbe yuen ten sumjo tsani tarmi je yuen ten trupjo tsaki te jui lam kapsa jui lam tanda yuen ten je level song yuris kapati me jui lam.
And concerning these the two kind of qualities, the qualities of freedom, the qualities of maturation, they are explained in Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, in Jula Mahayana, in detail, yes. And so there are 64 kind of qualities. The 32 qualities of freedom and from the impurities, and 32 qualities of maturation, that means the accumulation of merit. So altogether there are 64 kind of qualities.
Et en ce qui concerne ces qualités des deux types, elles sont expliquées en détail dans le Gulama. Il y en a 64, 32 qui correspondent au fait d'être libéré des impuretés et 32 qui concernent l'accumulation, la maturation et l'accumulation.
So then the
third greatness is the not giving up the beings.
Et le troisième aspect est la grandeur qui consiste à ne pas abandonner les êtres.
Semti mdon bche wa de karere sana. Tane samba chim bu ko ne lande, samba de nin ji ko ne lande, ta dan yön do de bu ngu bu ye go ne semti ji don sa ba de semti mdon bche wa.
So this greatness is that not to give up, yes, not giving up the beings, motivated or inspired by the great love and the compassion.
Et cette grandeur qui consiste à ne pas abandonner les êtres est inspirée par l'amour et la compassion.
Samba de Nyingi Kuni Lande, Samdi Mitongo.
Samba de Ninji Kone Lande, Samdi Mitongo Res, Sasson. Samdi Mitongo Teyama, Dubu Mobo Ye Goni, Samdi Mitongo Res.
And the means, yes, through which the beings are not given up, means the being, given up, there are four means, which is called the four means of gathering or attraction.
Il y a quatre moyens principaux par lesquels les êtres ne sont pas abandonnés, qui sont les quatre moyens d'attraction, de réunion.
Tenez. Tanda karra so.
Dubi ngobu shire so. Dubi tapte.
Tenez. Arre. Dubi ngobu. Dubi ngobu ye sita. Dubi ngobu ye te. A, poto ye jana.
Poto shi.
Pa. Te. Dubi ngobu. Yavuta, Mikiri,
Basso.
Oh, yeah.
Permessi Basso.
Permessi Basso. dubungopo yete tambo jimbe dobares.
So the first the means of gathering or attracting is the generosity, practice of generosity or gift, practice of give, make gift.
Et la premier, le premier moyen de réunir les disciples est la, par la pratique du don.
So the then the second means of gathering is what you call sweet speech, nice speech, nice.
Nyenbarmava.
Kati nyenbarshapa.
Nyenbarmava endo.
Le deuxième moyen est la parole agréable.
Yeah, pleasant speech. Yeah, that's true.
Tene dova somba te chuji dovare.
And then the third means of gathering is gathering or attracting. I don't know how to say. Is the dharma teaching? Yes.
Le troisième moyen de réunion est l'enseignement du dharma.
Dova yava te chuji dovare.
And then the fourth means of gathering is the conduct.
Le quatrième moyen de les réunir est la conduite.
Pena tene tanda chuso ndawo chila chuso dobungopo yete tanda yorovni na chuso le jana le la wores.
This Rinpoche says in order to understand these four kind of means of gathering in easy way, we can apply it in the Dharma Center, to the Dharma Centers in the West.
Et pour comprendre bien ces quatre moyens, on peut les appliquer au centre du dharma occidentaux.
Kandere sena sanjo semba ning top jin no ta lon no lon ju den den ba nam je tene sa cha nyo kan ba nyo ten ta na chu so so na ma ma bo chu chu de ba bo ma bo ndu re te jin be de ba re.
For example, when the courageous and very courageous bodhisattva, yes. Bodhisattva, and when they have a lot of the rich and the courageous bodhisattva, yes, and they can buy a land, a piece of land, and then build a center on it, building, yes, for the center. So in this way, they can attract beings, they can attract the people, yes, to the Dharma.
Par exemple, les courageux bodhisattvas achètent un terrain, construisent. Construisent une maison et par ce moyen attirent beaucoup de disciples.
Tene tanda jimbe doba te chenpo yon ten chuso chenpo cha tobe re jimbe doba te tene chenpo ma jong na tene chuso chenpo cha tobe re.
It also depends the what do you call the size of the jimba, you know, how big he is.
Jimba chenpo jong
generosity or the gift, you know, if it is the more, the bigger it is, the more people are attracted. Jimba is a gift of generosity.
Jimba chimbuda, jimba
chimbuda.
Jimba chimbuda, jimba chimbuda. Jimba chimbuda, jimba chimbuda.
Quantity, greatness.
Ça dépend également de la grandeur, de la qualité, de la générosité. Le plus on donne, et le plus on attire.
Tene doba nyeba nyeba mabe doba te jimbe du simbe tene loma tsola tambo tene tamju nyembo ta raba.
So then Lamsan
Chuhe and No Dumaroma Sola Lotan Kardan Tamju Nimbu to the Hiko Yuris.
And then the second means Then the second yes means of gathering is that the pleasant speech. So here the pleasant speech means that to yes those disciples who those disciples yes who already being gathered, who already being attracted to the Dharma. So then first they are to be entertained by various pleasant means such as singing song. Or telling a nice story, and etc. You know,
just the master sing the song.
Pardon, the master is
sing the song.
Yes, through songs, through music, through interesting stories. You know, etc.
Et le second moyen consiste en la parole agréable. Les disciples qui sont réunis doivent être entretenus dans leur intérêt par des paroles agréables telles des chants ou des histoires intéressantes.
Tene tamje nyen bo ta so tambo koran se sem la kande gaga data. Tene tende tamje ta lo tan ka ta son tra. Tene rembe chue tan de ba ye bo lo ta. Tene tamje ta se ke.
Concerning the concerning the yes telling the interesting story and the singing a song and playing music etc. And first of course we have to see which one they like, what kind of thing they like, you know. So then gradually gradually and slowly then a story interesting story which is connected with the Dharma and music and song etc. are what you call given or told.
Et en ce qui concerne ce deuxième aspect, il s'agit de voir ce que les disciples souhaitent et graduellement leur raconter des histoires en rapport avec le dharma ou des chants etc.
Tene chepar do sanchuk sempe zepe tamju tundu jepa tamba namje tene loju tundu xie go yoris.
And especially yes the life story of the bodhisattva and bodhisattvas and the great beings yes in brief should be told to them.
Et plus spécialement on doit leur raconter les histoires des grands bodhisattvas féminins et masculins.
In ancient times, yes, in Tibet, when we didn't have watch or table clock, watch, the cocks were. being used as the watch, you know, to tell the time, what time it is.
Anciennement au Tibet, quand il n'y avait pas d'horloge ni de montre, on utilisait les coques pour savoir l'heure.
The male is called cock, no? The female is called hen.
So this,
anyway, the male. people used to know the time. Mainly it tells the morning time when the time when you should get up and then the lunch time when you should take lunch time. And then in the evening when you should go to the bed, you know. So in three times they make noise.
Et ça, c'est principalement l'heure du lever. Ils indiquaient principalement l'heure du lever, l'heure du repas et l'heure du coucher.
Pendant que vous avez un langue, vous avez un sac et un tambour, vous avez un sac et un tambour, vous avez un sac et un tambour, vous avez un
For example, if one wants to get up very early in the morning, so the people count the first, what do you call it? Make noise. Clocking, I don't know. The first noise of the cock and the second and third like that, you know. I mean, the first one, the first means it's very early. You know, and the second one is a little bit late, and the third one is much later.
Et il distinguait le premier chant du coq, le deuxième et le troisième. Le premier étant très tôt, et le deuxième plus tard, etc.
Then tanda chate te ke nyem bujage, se nyem bal mar.
So, and at this time, these what do you call?
Not again,
roost. The rooster makes a very pleasant noise, means he's happy with us.
Et le, ce chant du coq est très agréable, c'est le signe qu'il est, il est heureux avec nous.
So
then the third means of gathering is the Dharma.
Le troisième moyen de réunir les disciples est le Dharma.
In order to gather the disciples through the means of Dharma teaching, first one has to examine and which family the disciple belongs to, whether he has the Shravakas. Shavakas, what do you call this? The potentiality or the Pratik Buddha or Mahayana. So, first he should be taught accordingly, according to his wishes and his family or his potentialities.
Et en ce qui concerne cet aspect, d'abord il faut voir à quelle famille appartient le disciple. S'il appartient à la famille des Sravaka, des Pratika Buddha ou du Mahayana, et l'enseigner en fonction de cela et de ses
souhaits.
Then the fourth means, concerning the fourth means of gathering, which is the conduct. Conduct of the teacher itself, and himself. Yes. Then before this, whatever teaching, whatever kind of teaching, whether it is Shravakas or Pratik Buddhas or Pratik Buddha vehicle or the Mahayana vehicle, whatever teaching he gives, and he should act accordingly, according to that teaching. Yes.
En ce qui concerne le quatrième aspect, qui est la conduite. Le maître doit agir en fonction de l'enseignement qu'il donne, que ce soit un enseignement du Shravakayana, du Pratika Buddha Yana ou du Mahayana.
So
if one teaches the Mahayana teaching, if one gives the Mahayana teaching, or if one gathers the disciple to the Mahayana teaching, so then the Lopun or the guru must act or act according to Mahayana teachings.
S'il donne un enseignement du Mahayana, le maître a une conduite en accord avec cet enseignement.
Pena tekpa tembe lo la jeba de yinpin ji jeba re tene lo ma le yinpin ji jeba he go re tene de tene lo pon wa la ma rang ge yinpin ji jeba zo zo go re se te zo na tene lo ma le pen do che re.
Because in the Mahayana, the conduct of the person who follows the Mahayana path is also to work, yes, to act or to work for the benefit of others. So So when one teaches the mind, gives the mind a teaching, so naturally he should work, or his conduct should be in accordance with mind teaching, means to benefit other beings, to help the other beings.
Le mayana consistant à venir en aide aux êtres, la conduite du maître qui enseigne le mayana doit être en accord avec cela, c'est-à-dire venir en aide aux êtres.
So likewise, when the teacher gives the Bhajana teachings, and then he should his conduct or he should act according to Bhajana.
De la même manière, quand il enseigne le Vajrayana, le maître doit avoir une conduite en accord avec le Vajrayana.
Dorje tekpa teya, tekpa chenpo yirya ke tenne dorje tekpa nyamling gogara mato, tekpa chenpo nyamling tele yenpe, yang yen to chorpa dorje tekpa nyamling yonko yomares. Te yirya pa tenne, ten dorje tekpa nyamling gogares.
Concerning the practice of the Vajrayana, Rinpoche said that also should be preceded by or based on the practice of the of Mahayana, Bodhisattvayana. And otherwise, he says it's not something separate practice or entirely different practice which is not based on the on any other. It doesn't mean that. So what he meant to say that we should the practice of the Vajrayana also completely should be based on Mahayana.
Et la pratique du Vajrayana n'est pas une pratique séparée qui ne s'appuie sur rien, mais elle est basée sur la pratique du Mahayana.
So this is the brief explanations on the third chapter. sorry, on the chapter on the activities, the practice of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas. Now sixth chapter.
Et c'est une brève explication du sixième chapitre qui traite de la pratique.
Ta tanda nga zo samba da nyingye sanjo jisem tenje gong yin. Tambo samba gong tenne nyingye gong tenne sem jintam jisanjye jisala kwebar sa samba sanjo jisem bor gong.
And now we will do meditation for a while. We will do meditation on the love, compassion, and bodhicitta progressively.
Nous allons méditer sur l'amour, la compassion et la bodhicitta progressivement.
Sanjoye.